Now, Lee Kernaghan, Boy from the Bush, it's a brand new documentary film. It's out nationally in cinemas tomorrow. And I was lucky enough yesterday to catch up with the man himself. This film is beautiful. It's about his story, his life, his music. And he's a very, very humble man to chat to. Lee, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, Dana. Great to be with you, mate.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm on the Gold Coast. We've got the premiere of the new movie coming out tomorrow night, so Event Cinemas.
Beautiful. Well, this doco is incredibly well done, Lee. Like, honestly, watching it at home, it was so nice to see so much beautiful storytelling weaved through music. It's clear that that storytelling, when you were narrating the show, as well as through your music, is intrinsically linked to the land. Can you tell me about that, growing up being that beautiful love of the land?
Well, I grew up in the Riverina, down on the border of New South Wales and Victoria. My mother's family were dairy farmers, and on my father's side, they were drovers of sheep and cattle. So, I grew up out on the stock route and around campfires and lots of music along the way as well.
That storytelling is clear through this. The narration of this movie is beautifully done. It's all you. Do you feel like you get that storytelling gene from someone in particular, or it's come with the land and those stories around the campfire?
It's probably come from those experiences around the campfire. I think all those songs like Three Chain Road and Boys from the Bush and the Outback Club, Hat Town, it's all come from those experiences growing up in rural and regional Australia.
And then what was it like going around for this film to film in different regional hotspots around the country and meeting all these different people? What was that like to be on the road for this film?
It was really a whole lot of fun, Dana. We headed out to Winton, out through Western Queensland. We're out on the Diamantina track, and some of the imagery, the cinematography, is really, really beautiful out there. And we actually had some locals, a local location manager, take us out there around Old Cork Station. And it seemed like it was taking forever to get out there, and we kept asking him on the UHF, mate, how much longer? How much longer?
Yeah, are we there yet?
he just said, just keep going till you get there. And anyway, he ended up getting us all lost. But anyway, the cameras rolled and we got some good footage.
Oh, it's beautiful. Like, honestly, that mix of music, for people listening, this beautiful production, Boy from the Bush, it's out tomorrow night. And Lee interweaves your beautiful songs with the scenery of Australia. I heard that on this film you test all your songs in a Land Cruiser. How did that come about? Do you reckon if it sounds good in there, it's going to sound good anywhere?
You got it. every single album I make, I always do the Land Cruiser test and the road test. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to get out on the road and just see what the sequence of the songs are like and how it all comes together. And if it sounds good out there, it makes it onto the final production cut.
And I can't agree with you more. You mentioned there was one part in the film where you're amongst a whole bunch of people in Land Cruisers, hundreds, thousands of them, and it felt like family. Don't you get that camaraderie when you've got the same brand of car as someone that you drive past? You give them a wave?
Yeah, it's that, and it's also just the country community, you know. Yeah. I wrote a song called There Ain't Nothing Like a Country Crowd, and nothing could be truer.
Absolutely. Lee, this is such a wonderful production. I think you should be very, very proud of putting this out tomorrow night. What's something that you want people to take away when they do see it in cinemas when it comes out?
Well, it is a bit of a journey through country Australia, and it's not just the landscape, it's the people and it's the town. So I hope, you know, there'll be some moments in there that will, you know, touch people's hearts and maybe stay with them, long after the movie's over.
Absolutely. Boy from the Bush, Lee Kernaghan, Boy from the Bush. It's out tomorrow night, mate. An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck at the premiere.
Oh, good on you, Dana. Awesome. Thanks to you and all your listeners, mate. Talk soon.
Get Power FM for breakfast anywhere, anytime.